Nurse, where's my daughter? Call her forth to me.
Now, by my maidenhead, a 12-year-old, I beg her come. What lamb? What ladybird? Oh, God forbid, where's this girl? What Juliet?
How now, who calls?
Your mother.
Madam, I am here. What is your will?
This is the matter. Nurse, did leave a while. We must talk in secret. Nurse, come back again. I have remembered me. Thou's here, our counsel. Thou knowest my daughter's of a pretty age.
Faith, I can tell her age unto an hour.
She's not 14.
I laid 14 of my teeth. Yet, methine be spoken, I have before. She's not 14. How long is it now to Lammastide?
A fortnight, an odd day.
Even or odd, of all days in the year. Come Lammas Eve at night, shall she be 14? Susan, is she, God let all Christian souls were of an age. Well, Susan is with God. She was too good for me. But as I said, on Lammas Eve at night shall she be 14. That shall she marry, I remember it well. Tis since the earthquake now 11 years. And she was weaned, I never shall forget it, of all the days of the year upon that day. Prior then laid wormwood to me dug, sitting in the sun under the dove house wall. My lord and you were then at Mantua. Nay, I do bear a brain. But as I said, when it did taste the wormwood on the nipple of the dug and felt it bitter, pretty fool, to see it titchy and fall out with the dug. Shake, quoth the dove house. There's no need, I trow, to bid me trudge. And since that time, it is 11 years. But then she could stand high alone. Nay, by the rood, she could have run and waddled all about. For even the day before, she broke her brow. And then my husband, God be with his soul, and was a merry man, took up the child. Yea, quoth he, dost thou fall upon thy face? Thou wilt fall backward when thou hast more wit. Look, thou got June. And by the holidays, the pretty wretch left crying and said, aye. See now how a jest shall come about. I warrant and I should live 1,000 years. I never should forget it. Wilt thou not, you, quoth he, and pretty fool, it stinted and said I.
Enough of this, I pray thee, hold thy
peace. Yes, madam, yes, I cannot choose but laugh. To think he should leave crying and say I. And yet I warrant it had upon its brow a bump as big as a young cockle, stole a perilous knock, and it cried bitterly. Yea, quoth my husband, forced upon thy face, thou wilt fall backward when thou comest to age, wilt thou not endure? It tinted and said I.
Since thou too, my craziness, say I.
Oh, peace, thy dog. God mark thee to his grace, thou wast the prettiest babe there I nursed. And I might live to see thee married once I have my wish.
Married? That marry is the very theme I came to talk of. Tell me, daughter Juliet, how stand your dispositions to be married?
It is an honor that I dream not of.
An honor? Were not I thine only nurse, I would say thou hadst sucked wisdom from thy teeth.
Well, think of marriage now. Younger than you here in Verona, ladies of esteem are made already mothers. By my count, I was your mother much upon these years that you are now a maid. Thus then, in brief, a valiant Paris seeks you for his love.
A man, young lady? Lady, such a man as all the world. Why, he's a man of wax.
Verona's summer hath not such a flower.
Nay, he's a flower. In faith, a very flower.
What say you? Can you love the gentleman? This night you shall behold him at our feast. Read all the volume of young Paris' face, and find a light writ there with beauty's pen. Examine every married lineament, and see how one another lends content. And what obscured in this fair volume lies, find written in the margin of his heart. This precious book of love, this unbound lover, to beautify him only lacks a cover. The fish lives in the sea, and is much pride for fair without the fair within to hide. That book in many's eyes doth share the glory, that in gold cloth locks in the golden story. So shall you share all that he doth possess, by having him making yourself no less.
No less? Nay, bigger women grow by men.
Speak quickly. Can you like a Paris love?
I'll look to like you, looking like you move. But no more deep will I endart mine eyes, and your consent gives strength to make it fly.
Madam, the guests are come, supper served up, you called, my young lady off for, the nurse cursed in the pantry, and everything in extremity. I'm sent to wait. I beseech you, follow straight.
We follow thee. Juliet, the countess says,
go, girl. Seek happy nights, happy days.